If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Top of the morning, it's your boy Darren Green. Welcome to another episode of the Darren Green Show. Happy Monday. Hey, hope your Mondays are going well, and I hope I make it a whole lot better. Now, we are also back officially on We Are You Radio. So to the We Are You Radio listeners, hey, what's going on? What's going on? It's been a minute since I've had a conversation with you guys over there in Atlanta or wherever you guys are listening to this live stream from, but I'm back and happy to be back and ready to get into this mess, okay? Because it's game time. Now, y'all go ahead and tell me how the Super Bowl was, child. I didn't watch. I know I'm taping this like in the morning of Sunday, but my past self knows that my future self won't be watching at all. Y'all tell me how Bad Bunny's situation was, his halftime show was. I just don't feel the hype anymore. I feel like it wasn't even much promotion. You get what I'm saying? And I know I probably should be watching for commercials because Beyonce Act 3 could be coming out. She could be making her little announcement in a commercial show. But really, I'm just not, the hype is not there. It's a lot going on in this country that I'm just very numb and I don't really want to interact. And wondering who's going to show up to the halftime show and worried if it's Ice that's going to be the surprise guest. Because we're living in dark times, honey, they definitely said, the politicians over there, the right-wing politicians was definitely saying, oh, well, we should have Ice go to the Super Bowl. And I'm just like, y'all are freaking crazy. Y'all can have all that. Y'all can have all that. Mm-mm. It's just, we're here. We're here to stay. And we have a lot of topics to get into. It needs no introduction. But before we get into the things, honey, please be sure to leave your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, girl, what are we doing? Subscribe to the goddamn channel. Okay, also to the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review. Also, weekly yaps, which come out on Wednesdays and which will be on We Are You Radio on Wednesdays as well. For the audio listeners, it has its own audio profile on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the lands across the podcast land. So if you want to stay in tune to what's going on with weekly app over there on the audio, search up the weekly app on your preferred podcast platform, and there you go. Now, anyway, we have a lot to get into. We got to talk about Trump. Yes, we have to talk about Trump and that racist AI-generated video that he posted with the Obamas being portrayed as monkeys. Yes, we have to talk about that fat-ass orange house cat. We also have to talk about Glorilla Sister Child. Her 10 minutes of fame, child, talking about her sister saying that how old is she? Don't give us no money. She don't give us no money with the handout hand. You know, them, you ever watch Proud Family with them blue girls that got the hands out like that? That's what it was giving. We also have to talk about T.S. Madison versus the DL Whisperer. This needs no introduction. I've been talking about this all week. I made a reel. Got some... Girl, not they DMing me telling me, well, I just feel like the DL Whisperer is just, he ain't saying no lies. I'm like, people DMing me, child, now talking about this. I'm appreciative that people are interacting with my videos, whether they agree or disagree. Wendy Williams may be coming back. That's what the rumors, there's some rumors going around of that happening. We'll talk about all that and more coming up on the day. Now, this is the Darren Green Show. I want to get this damn house cat out the way. This big ass Garfield house cat that is the president, Donald Trump. Okay. Let me share the screen, child. Donald Trump faced intense backlash after posting a deeply offensive video on Truth Social account that depicted the former president Barack Obama and former first lady Michelle Obama in a dehumanizing way. Well, they were monkeys. Okay. He put their heads on the bodies of monkeys. Okay. Let's be very clear. The clip appeared at the end of a longer video pushing false claims about the 2020 election. The imagery immediately sparked outrage online, with many calling it degrading and unacceptable for anyone, let alone a former president. As Friday morning, the post had already been liked by more than 2,500 people. He reposted over 1,000 times. Democrats, leaders, and other public figures quickly spoke out condemning the video and demanding accountability. California Governor Gavin Newsom, shout out to Gav Knotts, word to Nikki, office called the post disgusting behavior and urged Republicans to denounce it. It has since been deleted, of course. They deleted it. And he's not apologizing. He made that very clear that he's not apologizing. I think this is a video. We're gonna play what he says, okay?
A post that you took down earlier today, the White House says that a staffer sent it. Who sent it, and are you going to fire them?
I looked at it, I saw it, and I just looked at the first part. It was about voter fraud in someplace, Georgia. There was a lot of voter fraud, 2020 voter fraud, and I didn't see the whole thing. I guess during the end of it, there was some kind of a that people don't like. I wouldn't like it either, but I didn't see it. I looked at the first part. And it was really about voter fraud and the machines, how crooked it is, how disgusting it is. Then I gave it to the people to generally they look at the whole thing, but I guess somebody didn't. And they posted and we took it down and we did it. But that was a voter fraud that nobody talks about. They don't like to talk about.
Something you're going to do?
No, I didn't make a mistake. I mean, I look at a lot of thousands of things. And I looked at the beginning of it. It was fine. They had that one post, and I guess it was a takeoff. By the way, a lot of people covered. If you look at where it came from, I guess it was a takeoff on The Lion King.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. That's what a lot of people, his flackies, were saying as well, that this was a playoff The Lion King. And I've watched The Lion King for so many years as a child into my adulthood. I've just seen the live action and cartoon. I've seen Lion King and a half. Never seen gorillas. I mean, the only monkey or ape that I saw on there was Rafiki, and that clearly wasn't. I mean, it still would have been offensive if they would have put them as Rafiki. But yeah, there were no gorillas. I was about to say Glorilla Child in Lion King. So the way that they tried to sit there and spin that narrative, the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, and her Benjamin Button ass want to sit there and say, oh, this is fake outrage. Fake outrage. You really need to be careful, because you having a child and you spreading these lies and deceit. You better hope you don't give birth to a goddamn gargoyle. Okay. For all that damn lying and dismissing of what exactly was posted here. And for the life of me, the whole thing of him not apologizing, this is before I'm even going to get to my notes, honey, because I got to freestyle for a little bit. For you not to apologize, not even apologizing that you made a mistake, but just apologizing to the people that were offended. This came out of your freaking profile on Truth Social. Maybe, okay, if you would have still been like, I didn't look through the whole thing. I looked through a lot of things. Yes, you're a president. You looked through a lot of things. We understand that. Okay. But just apologizing that this happened. not apologizing that it's your fault, even though it is, and you should take full accountability as president, whatever, but just apologizing that the people had to see that shit. That's what people were asking for. That, but we can't expect that from Donald Trump. Oh, we done played this record so many times. He's a degenerate. Okay, of course he's not going to apologize. Of course he's going to say, oh, wait, that one person, I looked through the first part, I didn't see the other part. I wouldn't have been okay with that if I would have seen it. And they didn't. I thought they were going to look through it and they didn't. Well, to the person that made that post, just know you'll never work in this town again. Because they literally threw you under the bus, whoever you are. Okay, yeah. But this even got the coons. This even got the coons talking. I think, what's his name? Tim Scott? Bootlicker Tim Scott? He made a post. He said, praying that this is fake because this is the most racist thing I've ever seen out of the White House. The president should remove it. And look at this damn video. It's not even just offensive to them, because this is the initial clip from that video. But look how they just plaster other people's faces onto animals. What is this? And why are we still making jokes or quips or any conversations about the 2020 election? We're not even there anymore, bruh. We're not even there anymore. You mad because you lost? No, you lost fair and freaking square. We did not vote for you. I don't know what happened to the people with this election, but I'm pretty sure they wanted your ass out, honey. The way you, let's not forget the way you handled the COVID-19 situation. Look, he got Whoopi Goldberg as a goddamn hippo. I can't take Trump serious, child. It's so much to say. Let me just look through my notes, child. I think this is terrible. Another distraction from the Epstein files, of course. You did this on Black History Month. You know, this man and this administration is actively trying to, they find new ways to showcase their tomfoolery every week. And this is definitely a distraction for the Epstein files, like I just said. This is definitely to deter people from celebrating the fact that it's Black History Month. To do this on Black History Month, where is the decorum? And I get it. You don't think Black History Month is an important thing. I don't want people that don't care about us think that this is an important thing. But just to shut up. Nobody says nothing when it's like y'all time to have y'all moments and stuff like that. Nobody, you know, when it's 4th of July, cookout. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Celebrate this country and its years of being united, allegedly. It's just crazy. I think it's just... It's not even the simple fact that it's like blatant racism, because we know that the man is racist. That's not surprising. That surprised nobody. But it's the fact that you are the president of the free world. Okay. Or the president of these, like Teddy would say, these yet to be United States. It is in your best interest to appear for all people and not to make derogatory posts like this as a nation leader. What is this? But of course, Trump has no dignity. It's dehumanizing. And anybody that's saying that you guys are overreacting or this is a fake outrage and stuff, like, there's a lot of quotes of people saying, oh, well, don't let him get to you. Y'all let him rile you up. You let him rile you up. I'm like, well, he keep on pushing the knife in and turning it. I'm sorry. We don't react. Even our emotions are policed. And I think that's very unfortunate. And Trump is a coward. Trump is a coward. The girl Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary of the White House, fuck her. I'm sorry. That's the only F-bomb I'll use. I'm trying to not curse, child. I'm trying to not curse. But really forget her and all what they got going on over there, child. It's now some people say, oh, this is an impeachable offense. Look, honey, unless we flip the midterm elections, child, he ain't getting no goddamn impeachment, child. It's not happening, child. It's a small chance and you know what. But yeah, you guys will tell me what you think in the comments and we can move on, because I want to get off. I don't want to talk about Trump, child. He gets on my nerves. I do want to talk a little serious though, because this is really bad. Lil Jon confirms that, you know, his son DJ Young has passed, and we do have some notes on this. It's Lil Jon, this is according to the Shade Room. Lil Jon confirms the passing of his 27-year-old son, DJ Young Slade, after his body was recovered from a pond at a Milton Park. According to the police, Just before noon, authorities said that Slade was found at the Mayflower Park with assistance from a dive team from the Cherokee County Fire Department. Now, as they early reported, Smith had been reportedly missing earlier this week and was last seen on Tuesday near Baldwin Drive and Mayflower Road, less than 100 yards from the pond where he was discovered. Now, in a statement via TMZ, Lil Jon said that I'm extremely heartbroken for the tragic loss of our son, Nathan. His mother, Nicole, and I are devastated. Nathan was the kindest human being you would ever meet. He was immensely caring, thoughtful, polite, and passionate, warm-hearted. He loved his family and the friends of his life. This is really sad. I don't know what happened. I don't know how. Is there like a backstory? It's just what happened. Why the shade room? Oh, they turned off their comments, child. Okay. I don't know. Like, what happened? This is definitely sad. I'm definitely sending my condolences to the family and all that. And it's just, ugh, I hate to see. That's the only child, too. That's not really good for. Yeah, I believe I did read that part. They said that's the only child. I'm sure something will come up definitely in the coming news. And we will definitely look into this story further as I guess it develops, because if I was the family of Lil Jon, I want to know why. Like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Is this suicide or is it a murder? I want to know these things at this point, but I'm sure now they're just grieving and they're not doing too much of the investigating. But let's move on, child. I don't want to dwell on this a little bit too much, but I do want to talk about Glorilla's sister. Okay, we got to talk about this thing, honey child, because she's been going back and forth, and I think Glorilla kind of responded too. It's just a whole mess all the way around. So Victoria Woods, aka Scarface, right? And we're going to play this video when I get done my little excerpt from this. It's from the Neighborhood Talk. Victoria Woods, aka Scarface, took to Facebook to get a few things off her chest about their family. In the post, she claims that their parents were struggling and that Glo had not been financially supporting her 9 other siblings. So she got 10 siblings, okay? Stay on that, honey. Stay on that. If you didn't know, Glo is the 8th of 10 children, and her sister Victoria is the 5th of those 10 children. She claims that following Glo's skyrocketing fame and fortune, she has not done much for their family. She says in quotes, "My dad had to borrow $100 from my mom. My parents are not good." She claims after users responded that Glo took care of their parents. "My mom still works at FedEx." She said in a video, "The Jag she got don't get gas." Okay, I think she's talking about a car. Victoria explained after social media users questioned what happened to Jaguar Glorilla's gift, their father, his retirement. "The entire situation is unfortunate. Glo has yet to respond at the time," but I think Glo did respond, and she did respond with these text messages or whatever. "And this is my nam," or whatever. So I think that's their mom. I don't know. But it says that Glorilla posted a screenshot where she seemingly received thanks and gratitude from their family. So it says, "Thank you very much. Really didn't want to ask because you already do so much for us." See, them screenshots don't lie. I think that's her mom. So what are we talking about? This is a little bit of what the sister had to say, child.
"Man, I'm talking about y'all favorite rapper. Y'all favorite rapper ain't shit. And I'm getting tired of it. Y'all mad. Fuck. Y'all talking about some she ain't obligated. How the fuck she ain't obligated when she want to sit here and all them interviews and talk about the struggles we've been through and they reach back and help none of us out. But got her friends around and shit. And my mama still working at FedEx. Y'all better get the fuck out of my face."
Yeah, she followed up with all those posts that you can see on Facebook, child. You can pause to read, child. Here's my thing, child.
You go get a damn job.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you can do, Miss Scarface, child. This girl got a TMZ spot and everything. First of all, I definitely feel like if the whole thing with the mom, she's saying that the mom work at FedEx and she still has to work for a living and this, that, and the third, I think that might be kind of messed up. And if Glorilla is going around in interviews saying that how she supports her family and you're not really doing it. But when Glo posted that text message, these don't seem like it's edited or anything like that. This seems real and authentic And I think she got more too, right? It's just weird. But to the siblings, you better get up and start working. Like, she talking about something, I just need $2,000. What the hell you need $2,000 for, girl? Go to a bank. Get a loan. Like, you two grown-ass adults complaining that their established successful siblings or other family members not giving them handouts. It's pathetic. It is. It's pathetic. And Glow don't owe y'all a damn thing. Now, she may owe her parents, but that's neither here nor there. Finding out it's freaking nine other siblings. And I heard this girl didn't have a bed of her own until she was 15. No, I'm going to get out and I'm going to leave you in your struggle. That is the struggle that you initiated. I got up and got out and moved on up. You're not going to drag me back down. And I'm telling you right now, she probably, let me tell you what probably happened. Because I truly believe this text message right here. I think that she has been given them money. She has been given them probably cars and stuff like that. And they just keep on asking to the point where she's okay. Now I'm going to need to set a boundary, because it does get to a point. We all have family members. We all have friends that will sit there and be like, oh, could you spot me this? Could you spot me that? I'll pay you back. You keep on saying yes, and they keep on asking. The moment you start saying no, sometimes they'll just take it like, all right, well, fine, I get it. You know, this, that, and third. Or they will sit there and come for you. Because I'm finding out that the sister is posting videos of Glow getting jumped. She said over here, running around saying that she's in the Illuminati. She's in the Illuminati. She wasn't in the Illuminati when she was paying you, when she was giving you that money. You ain't care about it then, but you care about it now. And you're showing videos of your sister getting jumped. That's why, girl, it be your own family, child, coming from your own house. I want to know part of it. Get up, get some work done, get some money. I mean, she's very funny. I mean, the way that she displays herself and the way that she carries herself, like, she's very entertaining. Maybe you should be a comedian. That would have been a good business pitch. Hey, I'm trying to get my comedian business off the ground. Could you help me? Then, okay, I'm helping you better yourself financially. Okay, then there you go. But you're just not going to get $2,000 out of me. You're not just going to get money out of me just because I'm successful and you're not, and you didn't apply yourself as a human. And our parents didn't apply themselves. They had 10 kids. And could not take care of those 10 kids. No, I'm not going to be those people that will come for people that have a bunch of kids. But I think that when we pass five and you're not like financially stable, like I said, with Glow having to share a freaking bed till she was 15, like, you clearly did not have the capacity to raise 10 kids. What the hell are y'all doing? Like, y'all just trying to rack up for income tax season. That is just that is horrible. And sometimes people deserve to stay where they are. Stay in your struggle. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to get you. I only owe a couple people anything. You get what I'm saying? Because of their contributions to me and I'm talking about myself, to my upbringing into college and things like that. And they know who they are. As for anybody else, I don't owe y'all a damn thing, child. I almost did another F-bomb, child. Like I said, I'm trying to clean up the show. I don't owe y'all a damn thing. And for TMZ to give this girl a spot interview, TMZ, y'all are some shady ass hoes. Okay, y'all are shady. And I think that Glow has every right to not give this girl anything, especially now, especially when you sat there and said that the girl, she got jumped and she a part of Illuminati. I'm not. Then you don't want my Illuminati money. Sorry. But yeah, I thought this topic was definitely interesting. You guys will tell me what you think in the comments. Now we got to get a little serious, and then I got some shit to say. Now this might, I got some things to say, because we got to talk about this shit right here with T.S. Madison and the DL Whisper. I'm going to read this excerpt from Gay Magazine, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts, because honey, we need to get into the things. Now it says the media personality T.S. Madison has filed temporary protective order against the online commentator DL Whisper, whose legal name is Naquan Palmer, a.k.a. Little Miss Three Braids, because that's what I'm going to call him for the rest of this segment. Following a public dispute that escalated from an online commentary into documented safety concerns. Now, following a public dispute that escalated from online commentary into documented safety concerns. Now, court records review that Gay Magazine show that Madison filed a temporary protective order, a TPO, after weeks of escalating online conflict accumulating in an incident where Palmer appeared at TS's residence. Okay, y'all saw that video when he was driving around in the Honda Civic with them bald tires, about to run into somebody, about to run somebody over. Okay, talk about some, come outside, this, that, and the third. Now, the dispute began after Palmer posted commentary reacting to Madison's interview with Nene Leakes. In the video, Palmer misgendered Madison and used rhetoric that is clearly transphobic. Now, the commentary circulated broadly across platforms, including X, Instagram, and YouTube, drawing significant attention within the Black and LGBT communities. Following the video, Palmer publicly alleged that Madison and individuals associated with her doxed him after sharing his personal information online. Madison has never publicly addressed Palmer or engaged with him on social media. Madison has denied the allegation, stating that she did not dox Palmer and that any such claims are false. Palmer proceeds to make public threats online, on live, sharing a video of himself on TikTok, going past her house. We saw that a couple weeks ago. As the dispute unfolds online, it becomes part of a broader national conversation about safety for trans women, particularly those with public visibility. Advocacy organizations and civil rights groups have reported rising levels of harassment, threats, and violence targeting trans women, with Black trans women facing a disproportionate risk. Okay. And it be your own people. This person is gay. Okay, let's be very clear. Let me just tell you something. It don't matter if they gay, they straight, or whatever. A man is always going to be violent to a trans woman. And I think that is just very telling and is very unfortunate. I think this topic is very, it's going to be hard for me to deliver this topic, but we need to say the things that we need to say, child. So I'm going to just look through my notes and just get every bullet point. And it's clear that people are still supporting the DL Whisperer. He has been demonetized, I believe, across all platforms. So now he is going to GoFundMe, and he's getting the money directly from his donors, his fans, his people that still support him. And he's basically panhandling. He's pandering to cis women, and they're giving it to him because, oh, these are for my legal fees. No, it's for your living arrangements. So let's be very clear. What are the donations for? Okay, and you said that you were doxxed. Is there proof? Is there tangible proof? You haven't provided any yet. And you want these people that you've been talking about to die. Let's go ahead and listen. Let's listen to some of the stuff that he was saying, child.
I want to run this bitch over. Like, I want him dead. And I hate to say that out loud, but I don't think y'all understand. I wish that T.S. Madison was dead. Like, I really do. Like, when I tell you, I ain't never wished that on nobody. I want him dead. I want him dead. I want him to die. That's what people don't get. I want him dead.
Yeah, we're going to stop here, child, because that's when I've had conversations with people, and people have been in my DMs, people that I know, people that are family, people that, you know, that are saying, well, I don't agree with what he got going on over here and saying all this stuff. But you know what he be saying? He be speaking the truth. He be speaking the truth. Do y'all not see how deranged y'all sound? Forget him for a second. Do y'all not see how deranged y'all sound? Because we're not talking about him speaking the truth. I never had issues. Let's be very clear. I'm speaking for myself. I can't speak for everybody else. I never had issues with his commentary on telling if a man is DL or not. That's content. Okay, that was his content. That's what he did. That's what people interact with. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I mean, if you feel like what he's saying is factual, man can't eat crab legs and they can't smoke hookah because if they smoke hookah and they eat crab legs, if they drink a margarita, then you know they're gay. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. Then go ahead and break up with your husband because he's smoking hookahs and eating crab legs and doing all that feminine shit. Okay. That's your prerogative. And really, what are y'all trying to say? Okay. I don't agree that he should be threatening to kill people. He be speaking truth. You know how y'all sound? Y'all sound, oh, I understand and I'm completely aware that R. Kelly maybe or definitely is a pedophile and he messed with underage girls, but the music is so good, I can't stop supporting. I have to buy more music because I got to step in the name of love. And I understand that he's, I might be supporting a pedophile. I might be paying his books for him to get out one day and do the same thing again. But I'm still listening to his music because music is good. He's threatening to kill people. And y'all are saying, oh, that's bad, but he be telling the truth. Like, telling the truth about what? It's in a better question is, what did you birds learn? What did you learn that you did not already know? He says that he basically regurgitates the same thing that people, mainly women, will sit there and say to decipher if a man is DL or not. I just list you the crab legs thing, the hookah thing, sleeping in the passenger side of his friend's car. That's a little zesty. I think now having too much sex with women is considered zesty too. Yeah. Yeah. So you can't even be, bitch, you can't even be straight, bitch. I feel so bad for straight men. Child, y'all can't even be straight. Being too straight, you might be a little gay up in there. You might be hiding something. I don't know. He's been saying the shit that you've been saying for years. You just that a gay man is bootlicking for y'all. That's what it is. You're not, you didn't learn nothing new from this guy. Not nothing that you already believed in before and that you're going to always believe in. So we don't care about that. We're saying, oh my goodness, you are threatening multiple people because it's not even just CS. The whole thing with Dominique, this MF-er dedicated a page to talk about Dominique Morgan. Okay. Basically, he made a page. He plastered Dominique's photo, a photo before they transitioned to, over a criminal profile that had, it was listed as child molestation. Now, Dominique has responded and made multiple videos. You get what I'm saying? And Dominique basically said, told everybody this and invited people, because Dominique is not afraid to say that, yes, I have a criminal past, but it's not that. Go look it up. It's public information. Why would a person, because I was talking to a friend about this, and I'm just like, well, I mean, is DL lying about that? Because he said that he, if a person gets online and tells you, you can look at my previous criminal history, why would a person that had a, if it was that, if it was child molestation or child endangerment or whatever the case is with a child, why would they invite people to go look it up to find the real information? Because it's not what the DL Whisperer said. He freaking lied and altered the picture, and y'all just believe it. And that's the downside of TikTok. Like, people real, TikTok is a good place to get some real information, realer than the news and stuff like that. But then also TikTok also gives platforms to people that are not, they are ill-informed, that will make up lies that people will agree with because it's, it serves their better interests. If I was Dominique, I would sue this person for defamation of freaking character. I need all these people that he's coming for to sue. I need them to sue the hell out of him. Okay? Because that's crazy. That's crazy. And people just believe it. People really was in my comments talking about something. Well, not in my comments, in my DMs. Oh, I just feel, I don't care what you feel like. Somebody's being threatened. Somebody's being threatened. Y'all don't care about that. But I guess people don't care about trans lives. I guess people don't care about trans lives, child. I guess that's the thing. That's it. There you go. That is what it is. He's making lies and disparaging comments in regards to what T.S. does with her charitable foundation, saying that, oh, what T.S. Madison uses her charitable foundations for her own personal gain. Like I said, again, no evidence, no proof. And let me tell you something, IRS gonna always gonna get theirs. So if that's the case, IRS is gonna do what needs to be done, okay? Because they don't play by that. But the DL Whisperer, you need a muzzle on you. You need to put a muzzle on him real quick, because you go ahead and continue and play these reindeer games, you're going to need more than that $11,000 that you're asking for on GoFundMe, child. Because when T.S. Madison and likely some other people are done with you, honey, they're going to lock your ass up. And you're going to be locked up beside the same men that you be calling DL and be talking about. We'll see how far you last. Okay, black women won't be able to save you then. Black women will not be able to save you then, honey. And that is all I have to say about this little character, child. Little Miss Three Braids. Okay, I hope I never see you again. I had to block you on all platforms because it seems like social media loves to show your content so much. And I'm like, you're not even in my algorithm. I don't look at punks like this. I don't get into punks like this. I don't know why they keep on showing me your content. So I had to block you on every platform. But anyway, Wendy. Okay. That's another topic now. Allegedly. Okay. Wendy Williams is already gearing up to take back her throne on daytime television. Following Sherry Shepherd's cancellation, producers are already eyeing and in talks with Wendy for a return in 2026, which I'm like, okay, that's too close. She's also set to be free from her conservatorship as early as next month. Now, this was posted, 3 days ago? This is Black Culture News. And there were other small time blogs that talked about this. The only reason why I'm talking about it is because like it's gaining traction. This, I think Jaguar Wright also talked about it too. Not saying that these people are credible, heavily alleged. But here's my thing. I don't believe this mainly because there really is, like I said, there's no major blogs talking about this. Also, I don't think Wendy has the mental capacity to do a show anymore. I think she should maybe try out doing podcasts because that can be heavily edited and it's not live TV where she has to. I don't think that she's there still. And I do believe that people will tune in. But is it going to be the same show that we lost many years ago, or is it going to be a zombie of a former show? I don't know. And is Wendy in tune with celebrity gossip like she used to be, child? I'm pretty sure she is. I'm pretty sure she's definitely getting her life with a lot of the stuff, and she would have had a field day with some of these topics that came out, and we would have loved to see it. And before, I was very optimistic when she first was going through what she was going through. But the more you look into it, and I think that documentary really did it in for her. Like, I understand that this was a way for her family. I think her family was a part of the documentary on Lifetime, or maybe I don't know who was a part of it. I think Lifetime is doing its own thing, but it really did not paint her in the best light mentally. The fact that she mistaken her brother for Kevin Hunter, her ex-husband, her interactions, her being like a total diva. Take it off her wig. Wendy says she would never take off her wig. No, what we saw was not Wendy. I'm not saying that she has dementia. It's possible. Because now they're reneging on that and saying, oh, well, no, she never was diagnosed with that. I need a re-diagnosis. I need to go to a neutral doctor and see what the case is with that. Even when she was on The Breakfast Club and she was talking to the people, it seemed very planned. It seemed very like she was scripted almost. And anytime the interview kind of got into questions that she really couldn't answer, like she kind of was buffering, for lack of a better term. I don't know if Wendy will ever be able to come back in full capacity. Like I said, I think she should do a podcast, something that's controlled, like a very much controlled environment, something that could be heavily edited, maybe. But to come back on the show, and then they said 2026, I don't think so. I don't think so. And we also got to take into account that Fox is definitely on a non-DEI shit. They want to put a white person on that slot so bad. I'm telling you right now, I don't trust Fox. And I don't trust that they will do this for Wendy. It would bring a lot of eyes. It would bring a lot of eyes back to television. But I personally don't feel like she is ready to come. I don't think she'll ever be ready to actually come back. And it is sad too. I said, she is one of my biggest inspirations as far as what I do on here and how I carry myself with the topics and stuff like that, and being a pop culture pundit and all that. But I don't think she's going to come back, child. I really don't, child. But that is it for today. We recorded for a good little 40 minutes, probably going to be 30 minutes on edit. Hope you guys enjoyed this show. We'll be back with the weekly app. See y'all later, people from all across the lands. All right. And I will talk to you later.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.